Governor Pat McCrory and state lawmakers are considering major changes to North Carolina's tax structure. So WFAE's Michael Tomczyk decided to take a closer look at a report released today detailing the effective tax rates currently in place. It's from the liberal-leaning Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy in Washington, D.C. Michael, what did this report show?
It shows that poor and middle-class families pay a higher effective tax rate in North Carolina than wealthy families. For this report, the effective tax rate combines income, property, sales, and excise taxes on the state and local level. So you can kind of think of it as the major taxes you're paying where you live, not counting what goes to the federal government. When you look at it that way, North Carolina's poor and middle-class families are all paying more than 9% of their total family income in taxes. The richest families, on the other hand, are paying about 6.5% of their family income.
Well, what is it about the state's tax structure that causes that? Because North Carolina's income tax, for example, is progressive, meaning poor families pay less and rich families pay more.
Right, but North Carolina's sales tax works the opposite way. Everyone buys things like food and clothing, but people who don't earn as much spend a much bigger share of what they do have on those kind of goods. So the sales tax affects them disproportionately, and it's big enough to offset the progressive nature of the income tax.
So how progressive or regressive is North Carolina's tax system compared to the rest of the country?
It's somewhat middle of the road. There are states like Vermont and Oregon that have effective tax rates that are pretty similar across income groups. And then there are states like Florida and Texas where the effective tax rate is much higher for low-income families.
And neither Florida nor Texas charge a personal income tax.
Exactly, and that's how some Republican state senators want it to be in North Carolina, too. Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger has proposed eliminating personal and corporate income taxes. He says that would help the state attract businesses and create jobs. The Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy noted in its report today that several states are considering this. Here's what the Institute's policy director, Meg Weehee, says that would mean.
The idea of shifting, of taking $1 away from the income tax and putting that $1 towards a sales tax means that you're asking even more from poor middle-income families.
Governor Pat McCrory's budget director, Art Pope, says he agrees with that point. But the governor has said he wants to reduce income taxes. He just hasn't given specifics yet.
WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, thanks.
You're welcome.